Welcome to Worship on the Way to Work, a podcast about connecting with God in our workplaces. My name is Cara Martin. I'm a lecturer, speaker, and author of the Worship books.
And my name is Stephen Fields, senior pastor of Canterbury Baptist Church in Melbourne, Australia. Whatever work you do, whatever work means to you, let's take this moment to remind ourselves that God is with us. We are here to worship God, the God who is revealed to us in Jesus and the God who has sent his Holy Spirit to us so the life of God might flow from us. We acknowledge that God is with us in our working lives, and God takes delight in what we do. And we remember that God has a purpose for us in our work, to represent Jesus to the people around us, and to represent those same people back to God.
Let's start by acknowledging God's presence. Thank you, God, creator of the world, that you have made us in your image, the image of a worker. Help us to be aware of your desire to work through us today, empowered by your Spirit and modeling Jesus. Amen. Today, as we prepare to start our working week, let's hear the words of Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
Our Bible reading for today is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 10. The beginning of a letter from the Apostle Paul to the church in Ephesus in modern-day Turkey. This passage is littered with Paul's favourite description of Christians being in Christ. Hear the word of the Lord. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished upon us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
In the last podcast, we discussed how significantly our work forms our identity. It controls how much esteem others show us. It impacts on our own sense of worth. And it is also fundamental to our sense of security. But that's not the way it's meant to be. I concluded that our identity is in Christ. Our sense of worth comes from knowing we were formed by him, and he loves us as his daughters and sons. And our sense of security comes from knowing that we belong to the God who provides. Paul used the phrase, in Christ, more than any other, as an identity statement. We are in Christ as we work. We are in Christ as we form relationships. In Christ recognizes all the spiritual blessings we enter into, the moment we first believe that Jesus is Lord. However, work and other idols are constantly seeking to replace Christ at the center of our focus, our purpose, and our affections. So we need to ask ourselves, where is my heart? That is the essential question. Is your heart in your work? Does your work give you a sense of identity, define who you are? Does your work enhance your sense of self-esteem, determine why you feel good about yourself? Is work the source of security, where you put your trust? If work is the source of your identity and or your self-esteem and or your security, then it has become an idol. It means that you are too attached to your job. Much more preferable is when work is the way we worship God, when we serve God through our working. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And 1 Corinthians 10:31 is very similar. Quote, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Work can subtly replace Christ as the center of our affections. So it is important to keep asking these questions. Even pastors of churches and missionaries have struggled with this. Even blatantly Christian work can become an idol. Sometimes we do not realize it until it is taken away from us. Much better to start worshiping God through your work rather than the work itself. Remember, your identity is in Christ.
Let's come to God in prayer. Wherever you are in this moment, whether on public transport or in your car or at your workplace, quiet your mind and focus your heart, and let's pray. Your identity is in Christ. What does that statement mean to you? How does it make you feel to know that your identity is secure in Christ? Share your thoughts with God. Now think of ways you can turn your work into an act of worship. Imagine doing your work for God rather than for your boss. How does that change the way you see your work? Now imagine God is with you right now. Maybe imagine God seated next to you asking, "So, how's your week looking? What do you want to tell God about your working week ahead? And particularly any new understanding about your identity and work?" Thank you. Dear Lord, thank you that you know us intimately. We are made in your image, and you love us completely. Help us to find our identity in you rather than our working. Thank you that you love us so much that you sent your Son to die for us, allowing us to become your children and heirs to your kingdom. Help us to find our self-esteem in you rather than in our working. Thank you that you have promised to provide for us, especially if we focus on you and your kingdom. Help us to place our security in you rather than our working. Forgive us when we stray, when we make work our idol. Help us quickly to turn back to you. Amen.
Why don't you set an alarm each morning to remind you to pray that you can be in Christ as you work that day? Think of ways you can make your workplace a taste of the kingdom, a place of welcome, of care, of peace, of positive relationships. Do something tangible about that today. Be hospitable. Comfort a colleague. Resolve a conflict. Or ask someone out for coffee. We have heard the word of the Lord. We have been reminded that our identity is in Christ. We have come before God in prayer, bringing ourselves and our workplaces before Him. So now it's time to go to work. Go into your day confident that the presence of God is with you.
Thank you for listening to Worship on the Way to Work. If you'd like to meet Cara and Stephen and be part of a community of people seeking to connect with God in their working lives, join the Worship on the Way to Work group on Facebook or LinkedIn. Links are in the show notes. If you know someone who would benefit from listening to this episode, please share it with them now. To offer your support and show your appreciation for what you have received today, you can give at the details in the show notes. This podcast is written and produced by Cara Martin and Stephen Field and is edited by Stephen Field on behalf of Worship on the Way in conjunction with Canterbury Baptist Church, Melbourne, Australia. Bible readings are from the New International Version. Prayer music is by Deep Instrumental. Other music sourced through Epidemic Sounds. Now for the benediction. As you enter your working day, may the light and the life of God's Spirit dwell richly with you. May He guide you through this day, protect you from all that might bring you harm, and may you know God's peace. And remember, your identity is in Christ.